It does feel like the earth is moving and the sky is tumbling down, does it not? I mean, that's kind of, I wake up with a generalized state of anxiety more than my nerdy, wonky, anxiety-ridden self would otherwise be. Folks, my name's Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer, lady, economist, and commentator on these airwaves called Civic Media. Every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m., I come to you from 540 a.m. WAUK across southeastern Wisconsin. You can find me there on the old-fashioned terrestrial radio, but not to worry if you are elsewhere in the state. Just download the Civic Media app. It'll help you find your local Civic Media talk radio affiliate. You can also listen on that app, which is free from wherever you get your apps from, and on the app, which we're updating shortly. You can also call or text with one little push of a button. I love the app myself. That is how I consume Civic Media when I'm not here with each and every one of you. So we spent the first half hour of the show talking about the laundry list, the parade of horribles, if you will, that have come out of the Trump administration. Just brief 3 weeks ago now. Calvin's my producer today. I can't believe it's only been 3 weeks, Calvin. It's just a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I mean, time flies. It feels like yesterday was election night.
Yes, and here we are with the parade of horribles. Oh my goodness. If you give us a call at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, please say hello to Calvin, who's producing me today. If you want to add to the parade of horribles, you can call or text. I went through as many of them as I could get in the first 30 minutes of the show. Had some contributions from the text line. A new texter from the 608 saying, Donald Trump's mental stability, I couldn't agree more, which seems to change on a dime. Donald Trump's ties with North Korea and Putin, these aren't talked about very much, but it's a huge concern. He also wants to be another Viktor Orban. Yes, the new texter from the 608 also saying we can't normalize these things. More on that in a minute, new texter. Steve from Milwaukee talks about the attacks on civil rights, stealing from the middle class, doing impeachable and illegal things, apparently with the complicitness of Congress. More on that in a second. The internment camp at Gitmo, we talked about that. Oh, my goodness. Halt celebrating MLK Day and Black History Month. This is crazy, Steve says. He's going after Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, all of it. Research funding, data collection. He already went after Medicare. Listen, folks, keep your eye on the data collection, because how the heck do you hold the government accountable if we don't have any data about what they're actually doing, right? Like, gets a little difficult, does it not? As a data wonk, as an economist, as a nerd, that is one of the places that I always would go to. It's politicians, again, they've got a party line. They've got their spin on things. You go to the data. Is the policy, is the legislation that they supported actually working? Is it achieving the ends that most of us as Americans, regardless of party, wish to see? Well, if there's no data, we can't tell, and then everybody can lie about everything all the time. It all becomes completely relative. Tony the trucker says this, everything this orange baboon has done has me concerned. Most of all, what he's allowing with his greedy little paws get away with. Completely agree. Cam from Appleton also weighing in. Sherry from Horicon, hello to everybody. Also, folks, submitting some questions for me to tackle on this Friday segment at 3 p.m. called Ask Maggie. If you would like to submit a question for me to tackle in 90 seconds or less, I'm going to try to beat the buzzer on Friday, y'all. We'll see how that goes. Just email those questions to askmaggie@civicmedia.us or text them in. We are keeping track of all your great questions. But I wanted to share with you, what do I think is going on here? And by the way, just to not miss these points, Donald Trump is purging the federal government. He is implementing loyalty tests. He is investigating the investigators. 5,000 FBI agents' names have been provided to the Trump administration. because they had something to do with the investigation of the January 6th insurrectionists. You know, the people that took a crap literally in the Capitol and smoothed their poo, smeared it all over the walls, that put their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk, that beat up and nearly killed multiple police officers. Yeah, now he's investigating the FBI agents that did that. Unbelievable. It's scary. There is what I'm going to call the DC 12, the 12 assistant U.S. attorneys that got fired. They're like the Chicago 8. He's demoted all kinds of leaders in the FBI and in the Department of Justice in the U.S. attorney's forces. He's got folks with resignation offers out there that he's not legally authorized to give. There's loyalty pledges, right? That's what's going on. So I've heard this a lot lately. This is a slow-moving coup. Senator Tim Kaine said this. Donald Trump's just now decided I'm not going to accept any of the legal limitations. I'm going to do whatever I want until the courts tell me otherwise. And he believes he has enough sway with the courts, he'll probably get away with it. I think a slow-moving coup is one way to look at this. Another way to look at this, what I think is actually going on, and it is evidenced by the fact that a lot of what Donald Trump is doing is laid out in excruciating detail in Project 2025. There was like an actual playbook, and he picked it up and he, oh, okay. I mean, the Stinkin' Heritage Foundation is writing half the executive order and the memorandums trying to implement the executive orders. So a slow-moving coup is one way to look at this. I'm going to tell you the other way, which I think is actually more accurate. What this is an intentional acceleration without any regard to the law of what has been the classic Republican platform for well over two decades. This is Republicanism. This is the GOP on methamphetamine. That is what's, it's not a slow moving coup. It is the GOP's plan for America on meth. That is what this is, turbocharged by the orange baboon. But he is just a means to the end. Why do you think Donald Trump would engage in illegal, unconstitutional executive order after executive order? One, because he's got a bunch of clown show folks trying to do this stuff and they're sloppy about it. But why would he do that at all? If he owns both houses of Congress, the Supreme Court, and the White House, why wouldn't you just pass legislation to do all these things, which would insulate all of this stuff that he's trying to accomplish by leaps and bounds? One, because he doesn't believe the courts will check him back. That's true. But two, Congress ain't doing squat because this has always been the plan. All they need to do to pull this longest of grifts on the American middle class, to put one over on all of us, is to put a fig leaf on their, you know, Q&A to the nominees about their concerns about the independence of these agents. They don't care about any of that. Guess who announced their decades-long attack on the Department of Education as soon as it was created? Ronald Stinkin' Reagan. Why do conservatives hate the Federal Department of Education? It's not about state rights. They haven't cared about that stuff in a while because they completely wipe it off the map when it comes to those policies that they want to utilize state and local government to accomplish. So why do they hate the Department of Education so much? Why do they hate civil rights? Why do they hate DEI so much? Do you know who runs the Republican Party? Real rich people. Real rich people. And when the interests of the rich and the few conflict with your interest as a working middle class person, and your interests include a vibrant and successful public education system, access without buffering and weird algorithms to good information, to all of the information that's out there without manipulation, without mind control. When people are educated and they have good access to information and fact-checking and a meaningful media who doesn't just trumpet the talking points of all politicians, When people have these things, guess what we are? Better citizens, better voters, and guess what we do? We hold those electable accountable. This is about a completely lawless and unaccountable, metastasized, methamphetamine-driven GOP that is bound and determined to create the second Gilded Age, to put their hand into your pocket and your mind and your children's future and steal it from you, and for you to simply say, thank you. Now, what do we do about all this? Because, listen, I don't like to be all doom and gloom. There are some things that we can do about this. And I have a few suggestions. But you're going to have to indulge me a little story, because that's how we're going to get to the what to do about all of this. Got one of my favorite folks on the phone lines. If you want to get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Hey, Dick from Madison, what say you this fine afternoon?
Couldn't agree with you more, but what scares me the most is, first of all, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, but secondly, what you brought up, the FBI thing, and here's why.
Yes.
We already got a half a dozen of these thugs that they let out that are out, you know, they've been arrested again.
Yes. The
so
pardons.
It dispels the fact that they're not violent types. But, I mean, what scares you to death is the fact that the FBI is watching out for us from domestic and foreign. What if we have another major attack with our guard down?
Dick, I couldn't agree with you more. Here's the rub, right? It's all those things I just described, and thanks so much, Dick, for the call. Here, it's all those things I described. Get in their and the dissension and all of the mess that Donald Trump has created. Vladimir Putin, right? Like, he is giddy. Kim Jong-un, Iran, all of our, even though Donald Trump, oh, we're going to shut down Iran. They are all very happy to see all of this fracturing and to see the middle class, the very heart of America, gutted by a president. Stay tuned, because we're going to get to what can you do to make all of this better when we come back, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keep it locked. Back in just a moment.